Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll put the spotlight on the need for foster parents in Eau Claire County as we talk with the Family Services Manager for the county's alternate care program. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Nicholas Stabenow-Schneider has served as Eau Claire County's Family Services Manager for the alternate care program, foster care, for about 4 months. I asked him how it's going.
It's been great. So I've worked with Eau Claire County Human Services for 5 years and ongoing child protective services, case management, and intensive permanency services, one of our other programs. And then the opportunity for this came up last fall, and I thought it was a good fit, and the county seemed to think it was a good fit as well. So it's been good, and we're excited to build our foster care team and program and continue to work forward with that.
I asked Stabenow-Schneider, what are some of the most common reasons kids end up in foster care?
So there's a number of reasons that when CPS gets involved are reasons for it. One of them is neglect. The most common contributor to neglect right now is methamphetamine use and a parent's inability, while using or in the process of using, of providing safe and stable care for their child and the lifestyle that comes with it. But there's physical abuse, sexual abuse is another one that happens. Or if a parent becomes temporarily incarcerated or just unavailable. At times there's no one immediately available to take placement of that. So there are also, on the other side of it, at times, a little bit more on our youth services side, there are children that have on our youth justice system, and for whatever reason, what's happening with their families, it's just not working out so well, and need respite, or they need to be temporarily out of the home. So a number of reasons that children are placed out of the home. Again, primary one being neglect, but physical and sexual abuse occur on a regular basis as well, unfortunately.
Eau Claire County's flyer for the foster care program says every child needs somebody. Why not you?
The state of Wisconsin is required to have child protective services, and that's a county system. So in the state of Wisconsin, there's 72 child protective services programs. Each county operates their own. And so when the CPS report is made and a social worker goes out and does the investigation and or the assessment and determines that it's not safe for a child to remain in the home, that child needs placement. And we do all we can to try to find a relative or somebody that the child is already acquainted with that they could be placed with to minimize the trauma, minimize the disruption to the child. But sometimes that's just not possible. And that's where county licensed foster homes come into play, where we need a safe place for children who have been involved in abuse, neglect, to go. And that's the need for a county-based foster home.
What got a lot of attention a couple years ago was particularly Chippewa County, and it seemed like, the drug problem had gotten worse. Maybe it was during the pandemic, and all of a sudden they went from went pop, and, a couple hundred kids they needed. I mean, so imagine something probably not that different has happened in Eau Claire County.
Yeah, I don't know that we had kind of Chippewa County, I do recall a number of years ago, had a very big upswing in placement and kids in placed in homes. And I think there was a variety of reasons for that. I think we continue to see kids coming into care. Our numbers of out-of-home placements have percentage-wise has decreased a bit as we are utilizing other services and programs where we can to keep kids safely in their homes. However, the number of available foster homes has decreased as well, and certainly for certain ages of youth. So I don't want to say it's easy, but a number of foster homes want babies to 5 years old, right? To find a foster home for, preteen and teen boys and girls is really a challenge to not overburden our foster homes that we already have. So maybe they already have one or two kids placed in their home, but we're asking them to take, another child or two, a sibling group of two, because we don't have the homes available. But we still have over 100 kids placed in out-of-home care in Eau Claire County. So certainly a need, always a need for those providers to be able to help those kids in you know, some of the worst days of their lives.
With a growing number of private groups coming into the Chippewa Valley doing foster care, I asked Nicholas Stabenow-Schneider.
Can you kind of differentiate between what Eau Claire County does and other groups that are in Eau Claire County?
Sure. So, yeah, there's a number of private agencies that have licensed foster homes, and they really accept placement from kids from all over the state of Wisconsin. So, a private foster care agency has a cost or an expense to the county that is different than a county licensed home, and obviously that's, they have overhead and they have everything in their business model that they need to do. And so they had an administration fee that's in addition to whatever the cost is of the child being placed in the home. So when a child comes into Child Protective Services and needs to be placed in a foster home due to not being safe in their home, our county's first go-to is our county licensed foster homes. It's one, the primary is it allows us to keep kids closest to their family, closest to their community, closest to their school, and to have as minimal disruption as possible in what already is probably the worst day of their life. And so that's what the county system, one, primarily is intended to keep kids in their community. Two, it's managed by our staff here. And so the cost to the county is less than outsourcing it to a private agency.
Then differentiate the idea of becoming a foster parent or at least becoming a respite provider. And I imagine for people who may hear this, either in this weekend or in the future podcast, I mean, probably, and the respite is a great way to start, right?
Respite is a great way to start. We often, if we have folks that are interested or a little unsure, say respite is a great way. And the process becoming respite certified is less intrusive, less timely than becoming a licensed foster parent. And it's a great way to take a child for an afternoon, an overnight, maybe a weekend, and just get your toes wet a little bit in that process. There's always a need for them, a greater need for foster homes than respite homes, because a lot more people are willing to provide respite than foster homes, but it's a great way to always just see what the experience is like.
Mm-hmm. So what does one have to do to become qualified to do respite care?
So we have our staff here and our alternate care team goes through a process, some background checks and some interviews. It's, minimal of two or three visits with a worker, a social worker that does that and kind of goes through that process and determines what's a good fit for the family and what might be needed. And we have a whole team here that does that process.
Is there compensation to be a respite or even a foster parent?
Yeah, so there is a respite rate, a daily rate, depending on the kind of level of care or level of supervision a child needs. And that's paid per day for respite providing. And then there is for foster care, there is a formula that's used based on the child's age, an assessment of their needs, and then any additional cost that determines what a foster care rate or payment would be per month for that child.
Stabenow-Schneider says full-time foster care is also compensated.
The compensation for foster parent it's a state formula that's based on the child's age. There's an assessment tool put out by the state of Wisconsin that the social worker completes, and it determines a rate. And then there's a space given for, depending on some circumstances of the case, where an additional compensation can be added to it. If there's a lot of extra transportation, a lot of extra supervision, or something that might be with a specific child, that helps determine the rate.
Eau Claire County says they're always in need of foster families that can provide a safe home for foster children. So I asked Nicholas Stabenow-Schneider.
How many foster families do you have and how many do you need?
Well, That's a tough question to answer in terms of how many do we need. I would love to be licensing foster homes, you know, at a rate, you know, to be continuing to license homes. We have foster homes right now that you know, have placement of, you know, multiple children from different families because there's no other family available. We have a number of homes that do respite on a regular basis because of the shortage at times. And so it's hard to pinpoint a number, certainly with, because I could say I want, you know, 20 new foster homes, and if I get 20 foster homes that say we only want, you know, newborns to 5 years old, that doesn't help me a whole lot when I need, you know, homes for. So it's hard to quantify the number, but I will say we still at times have kids that are placed out of state. We have kids that are placed out of community because we don't have placement for them. And so I would say until I have every kid that's in foster care placed within our community in a family setting where, when appropriate, I have a need.
While you can do foster care to adopt, Stabenow Schneider says,
we always say the goal of our system is to return kids mm-hmm. to their families. Adoption mm-hmm. is not our goal. Mm-hmm. However, it happens. Right. And so it's important to, when we're licensing families, you know, to know, is adoption a possibility? Is it not a possibility? And also know that if your goal is adoption, the foster care may not lead to that. Mm-hmm. And that can be a challenge as you become emotionally attached and connected to a child. And I mean, sometimes placements last, you know, mm-hmm. 12 months, if mm-hmm. not longer, and you're still working towards reunification. So there is the possibility of adoption. We do a number of a year that end up in adoption. But the primary, the majority, and I don't have the numbers of our foster care placements, end in reunification or placement with a family member that we're able to find kind of later on in the case.
Stabenow Schneider acknowledges there is a significant amount of training that must be undertaken in order to become a licensed foster parent in Eau Claire County.
Yeah, so I don't have off the top of my head the number of trainings, but there is a number of trainings prior to licensing and through that licensing process of training that you need to do and complete for your license to be certified. So to become, being a respite provider is relatively simple. Foster care licensing is a number of home visits with a worker, a thorough, you know, the background checks and an assessment that's done, in addition to all of the foundational foster care training videos and training that needs to go with that.
What are some of the things that Stabenow Schneider is hearing back from Eau Claire families that are doing foster care?
Well, we continually hear from our families that are fostering for us, one, an acknowledgement of the amount of work that it takes, but the joy that they get, the feeling of a contribution that they get to provide not just a safe space for the child, but really a safe space for the family. I mean, when a child is removed, I mean, of course, it's extremely disruptive and impactful on that child, but the family that they're removed from, beyond just the parent or caregiver, impacts the whole family. And so to be able to provide a temporary or a short-term safe place for the child to be so the family can address what they need to address and working, oftentimes those foster parents end up, you know, working, you know, and building a connection with the whole family and watch that family recover and thrive. I mean, I can't put it into words because I haven't done it, but I can see it in their eyes when they talk about the feeling of just immense gratitude that they get and the sense of joy they get from having played a role in assisting that family and assisting that child in some of the toughest days.
So finally, Nicholas, make your appeal to those who are listening in terms of you got the floor. So go ahead and talk to them through the medium of radio.
Yeah. So I would encourage you, if you've ever just even thought about fostering, learning a little bit more about it, wanting to understand the process of it, you know, is to at least, you know, reach out and contact us and learn about the process. learn about the role that you can play and maybe answer some of the questions or, you know, dispel any of the, you know, maybe false beliefs that you might have about what fostering looks like or foster care looks like, and know that it's an act of giving that really is beyond measure of opening your hearts and homes to the most vulnerable of our population who never asked, right? These children never asked to be in this situation. They didn't have a say in it at all. And what we know is if we can provide a safe and stable place for them, hopefully, you know, in 5, 10, 15 years, they're not repeating the pattern and repeating the cycle of what they've experienced and have gone through, and that we've made a profound impact on that. And we would love to have you contact us and learn more about getting licensed as a foster home or a respite provider. Krista Dutter is our resource specialist who does all of our intake queries. We have our phone number and email address, and it's on our website as well. We'd love to hear from you and would appreciate any help the community can give in addressing an unmet need.
Eau Claire County's Family Services Manager for the Alternate Care Program for Foster Care, Nicholas Stabenow-Schneider. And again, the contact to learn more about being a foster parent in Eau Claire County, Krista Dutter. You can call her at 715-839-6923. That's 839-6923, 839-6923. Or email her, Krista, with a C-C-H-R-I-S-T-A, Krista.Dutter, D-U-T-T-E-R, at EauClaireCounty.gov. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Mark Halverson.